Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We know what you're thinking. What the hell is this tasty piece of podcast content? Well, it's not quite a full episode, but it's still enriching as fuck. Welcome back to another tips episode of the Story Studio Podcast with your host, Luke Condor.
Hello and welcome back to the Story Studio. My name is Luke Condor. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for taking the time. It's always nice to have you or have me in your ears. I enjoy it very much. So today I'm going to be talking about Hawk and Cleaver's first Comic-Con adventure, exploration, whatever you want to call it. I don't have any specific tips per se, but through going through the things we learned, I'm hoping there'll be some takeaways that might convince you guys to either go and do your own Comic-Con or to just go to a Comic-Con or event or whatever marketing event or, you know, networking event or whatever else is out there that might benefit you in some way or another. So the Comic-Con we went to was called the Lincoln, and it was in Lincoln, and it was a Saturday just gone. So when I first got there, I found Ben in the train station, and then we went to find Dan and Matt in a little cafe, and it was pretty amazing. We don't get to spend much time with each other, like in terms of face to face. We talk to each other all the time on the internet, all the time, too much, far too much. But we never really get to see each other in person. And I guess the first takeaway is how good it is just to, so we got to this cafe, we got some beers in, we just started talking random stuff. We started talking about the other stories podcast, stuff we liked that we'd written, that other people had written, stuff we've been reading. And it was just good. It was just a great way to sort of chill and be around people who are your people, your tribe, and just, I don't know, just because writing is a very lonely, weird business sometimes. You sort of spend so long working on these little projects that, I mean, you might have your other half, but and they'll understand to some degree, but they won't understand exactly what goes on in your life, knowing her as well as the people who are doing it with you do. So the first takeaway is this: go hang out with other writers. You could be working on projects with them. You might not. There might just be like a little writing group or something like that, but it's just fun to take some time with people who understand why you're as crazy as you are. Okay. Also, a quick number two would be don't drink so much the night before the event, because we had a little bit to drink, and getting out of bed was a little more difficult than I would have liked. Also, standing up at the event for whatever, 6 hours long, whatever it was way too difficult. I don't think the alcohol helped. Also, I would say, so in the run up to the event, we all got our stock, we got our books, we got our various little prints and stuff we wanted to give out to people, handouts and that sort of thing. I would say get your stock in as soon as possible, because we ordered a load of print books of the other stories, volumes 1-3 and 4-6. They arrived today, and this is 3 days after the event itself. And I ordered those ages ago. Luckily, we were okay because we had a couple of other stuff to sell and that stuff. But imagine if this was the only thing we had, the only product we had, and it didn't even turn up on the day of the event or before the event. So all these stuff as soon as possible. Okay, let's have a look here. Whatever stuff I got written down. Comic-Cons are generally full of cool people you should meet. I guess the word here that I should say is network. I kind of hate that word. So yeah, you should definitely take the opportunity to just go out and meet some cool people. We had a little walk around and we found a guy who was creating comic books. He was illustrating them, inking them, writing them, producing them, also making cool little sculptures and that sort of thing. And we're looking now to potentially do some work with him at some point. I've got a script I'm going to send him that might be cool to see where that goes. Also, he has a podcast. It's called the Empire of Geek podcast. So it's nice to see other people who talk into microphones in their spare time. This is one of the coolest things about going out to these sort of events to meet other people, not just your people, not just your tribe, but to go one further, go around and shake some hands, shake some hands, share some beers or whatever you want to do, and just see what's out there, see what people are making and see what people are doing, because your world is probably quite narrow, your vision is probably quite narrow until you see what other people are making. So this guy, he's making these resin sculptures that are like extra merchandise. It's based on one of his characters in one of his books, and that's given me some ideas. I mean, maybe we should get like a Kez one made or something like that. I don't know. I guess the final sort of takeaway I have here is that you need to get yourself a Dan. Dan as in the other author, regular podcast host on the Story Studio. Dan is quite frankly amazing when it comes to standing behind a little table and selling to people. Not selling, I guess that's not the right word, but talking to people. So he was amazing. He was really confident. He was able to just start conversations with these people, draw them in with his charming voice and face and welcoming smile, and then he would sort of ask them like, do you like stories? And then he'd take them through what we did. We made some money, wasn't really the point of it, but I guess we got our name out there a bit more. We got talking to people who were wanting to write stuff, wanting to make stuff. I'm not so good at that. I mean, I can talk to people once there's something already established, I guess. And Skip, Matt sort of had a meltdown every time someone tried to ask him a question. Ben was pretty good, but you need to get yourself a Dan. Or if you're a lone wolf, you need to become a Dan. You need to take on the essence of a Dan. You need to become one with Dan. He won't mind, honestly. He won't mind. If you want to cosplay as Dan, just give yourself that extra confidence, then go for it. I would say the only thing I can think is that it was just very, 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 very cool to have our table and have all of the print books and the prints and everything out on the table there. And it was just amazing to see, because we've only been going for like a year or so, and it's just pretty wicked to see the novels we produced and the short stories. And we had a laptop going on the table as well, so we had our short films playing. We had some printouts of the El Marvo comic book that's coming up. It was just very, very cool. One more point, actually. We made some money. We didn't quite cover our costs, but it wasn't really the point of it. I guess the biggest point was to get the name out there. And it's a marketing exercise, really. And we managed to get quite a few mailing list signups. We just had a little sheet there. We said, we're going to give away free books to people who sign up. And we got plenty of people interested. And, you know, I think it was pretty cool. I think it was pretty awesome. And I definitely want to do it again. I think we're already planning like a whole tour of cons and conventions and stuff we want to do. So if you're, I mean, especially if you're making comic books, you should get on this. But even if you're just making fiction, prose fiction, I still think you should do this, because it stands out. I think people expect comic books, they don't expect a cool little indie author selling prose fiction. It would probably have to be genre fiction. I don't think literary novels would do quite as well. But yeah, okay. So I'll leave it at that. And let me know if you are going to any events. Maybe we could hang out at one. Who knows? And also let me know how your Dan cosplay is coming on. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye.
Enjoy that? Yeah, of course you did. Then why not leave us a review in the iTunes store? Toodle-pip.